Minister Harris visited Sligo Garda Station 2 weeks ago now, and he actually agreed that the present Garda Station that we've been talking about for so long is wholly inadequate and not fit for purpose to serve the community of Sligo. We've been saying that for years and years. I actually sent him a timeline with a letter of events for his own information, because he's not in the job that long, just in order for him to have a better understanding of the project and all the different issues that have arisen over the years that have not been dealt with. And I actually stated that that I believe that the reversal of the decision to build a new Garda station in Sligo was the wrong decision. So he knows that now. I think that from his tour there, he did agree that it was wholly and completely inadequate. So my motion is again to ask the CE to write to the various ministers to request for the funding and I suppose the go ahead to build a new Garda station and a fire station on our publicly owned site there at Caltra, which is in a perfect location. And as the CE said today, it would be a centre of excellence. This will be the best use of public money. So we're throwing good money after bad, trying to renovate the current Garda station as is. And the fire station actually, you know, it really needs to be invested in. And again, the location where it is at, it's not suitable. So if we invest, or hopefully when we invest in this new site and to have a new guard station and fire station, this will be the best use of public money, because it's all public money, it's taxpayers' money. So we have to make sure that we get value for that money. And we will also ensure future proofing of both stations, and that there will be an adequate and professional and top class service to the community for decades to come.